As we are inching closer to the new league year coming upon us, I think it is time for us, the Steel Twins, to talk about the pending free agents that the Steelers have to deal with. The free agents that they have to choose on who they want to stay and who they want to let go. And we're going to be talking about it on this edition of the Steeler Culture Podcast, where we break down Pittsburgh Steelers football, as this episode is powered by our great friends over at BetUS Sportsbook and Casino.
We are less than 3 weeks away from the 2025 league year beginning, which means the Steelers are in crunch time. They have less than a month, less than 3 weeks, to make decisions on certain guys that are going to be impending for agents, and most importantly, make a decision on who their next quarterback is going to be for the 2025 season. Will it be Russ? Will it be Fields? Will it be neither? Could it be someone in free agency? Could it be a rookie, for all we know? The Steelers don't have a lot of time, and they got a lot of free agents to make decisions on. Some of them are very important. Russ, Fields, Najee, James Daniels, just to name a few.
Yeah.
We'll discuss the whole list, mostly the guys that have really had major impact or a significant amount of playing time from the past couple years, or at least the previous season with the Steelers. We'll discuss those guys. We'll go down the list, give our personal thoughts regarding each of those players, whether they should be brought back, whether the Steelers should let them go, discussing their market value, and quite frankly, what the Steelers could be looking at in a cap aspect, because you see the cap numbers, they've increased significantly once again for each NFL team this season. They're still going to have a ton to work with, but some of that might go down a little bit depending on who they bring back with some of these names. We'll discuss that today, man. But we appreciate you guys for joining us on another episode here. We are on social media, so if you guys want to see our socials, they are down in the ticker below. They are down in the description box below, as well as our Spotify. If you guys want to listen to the audio version of this podcast, we are on Spotify, so feel free to go check that out. Follow that there. We would greatly appreciate it. And we appreciate the sponsor of this video. Huge shout out to BetUS Sportsbook and Casino for sponsoring with us on the month of February, as they have the very, very, very early odds for the NFL MVP for the 2025-2026 season. Josh Allen won it this previous season. Lamar won it the previous past season, the season before that. And as you see, it is a long, long list of quarterbacks, because it might as well be named the Best Quarterback of the Year award rather than MVP. It's a quarterback award, pretty much. But Lamar is leading the charge next to Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and my personal favorite, and my dark horse, Jaden Daniels in his second season. I feel like those are pretty good odds for him. If you guys want to take them early, feel free to do so. Jalen Hurts is up there, Justin Herbert, C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Baker Mayfield, and the first non-quarterback, Saquon Barkley. Could he have another 2K season? He arguably should have won it this past year. I'm going to be 100% real with you guys. But any of you guys that think someone on this list could be MVP, or do you think will be MVP, feel free to get your early odds in, as well as any of the Steelers' future odds, which will include which Steelers free agents go to certain teams, which will include who do you think the Steelers could draft with the 21st overall pick. That is all to come in the coming months, so check that out as well, man. When you check that out to sign up, make sure you use their 150% sign-up bonus on your first deposit up to $2,000 and 125% on your following two deposits when you use that promo code YouTube150 when signing up at BetUS.com. So we appreciate BetUS for sponsoring with us on another episode of the podcast. Just please gamble responsibly. Now, we're going to start with the quarterbacks, because clearly that's the biggest decision right now when it regards to the Steelers. Which quarterback are they going to bring back? We don't know. It could be Russ. It could be Fields. It could be neither. But we're going to go down the whole list. First is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, his market value is estimate $38.7 million, roughly $40 million. Now, $40 million sounds like a lot, but believe me, in the quarterback market, that's actually cheap. 38.7 as his market value would make him the 16th highest paid quarterback in the league if he were to sign a deal tomorrow.
Jesus.
Wow.
It's cheap in that regard.
In that regard, that's cheap. But, I mean, $40 million is still a lot.
But it also takes away a huge chunk of their cap space heading into free agency. And, frankly, I feel like this team needs to understand that they are in a rebuild phase. They need to get younger. We need to step away from the old head quarterbacks. No Russ, no Kirk, no A-Rod, no Matthew Stafford. It's best if the team just moves on. I know Russ is very optimistic about returning with the Steelers and remaining as the Steelers quarterback. Quite frankly, I feel like that price tag is a little too steep at where this team is at right now and what their priorities need to be and where they need to put that cap space at certain positions of free agency. I feel like it's a little too steep to grab a guy like, or bring back a guy like Russell Wilson when you can bring back Justin Fields at a much cheaper cost. And probably half the price, if not more than half the price. Right now, I don't know if this is true, and I doubt that they're going to get him this cheap. But right now, Justin Fields and his market value is estimated at $6.7 million. That is dirt cheap for a starting quarterback. Now, I doubt he signs a contract that cheap. I guarantee you there are going to be teams that are going to be offering him anywhere between 10 to 15, maybe $20 million a year, which is still cheap. It's a lot cheaper than what we would be paying Russ if the Steelers brought him back. You guys already know we're in the bank. We're in the camp of bringing back Fields and giving him the shot at quarterback for this season. I already got a sense that the 2025 season is a one-and-done season. It's going to be a rinse and repeat. It might as well be the first year of the team actually acknowledging that they're in a rebuild, if they even want to acknowledge that. So build everything around, give Fields a good supporting system, and give him the season to go. And grab him as he's the young guy that has some potential still. He's cheap, and you can build everything around the quarterback position.
Yeah, we've stated for basically since we lost that playoff game against the Ravens that we'd bring Fields back and just let Russell Wilson walk. I mean, Wilson, we've been there, done that. We tried that experiment. Wilson just got figured out. He's a one-trick pony at this current stage of his career. It just would not be a good mix for the Steelers and the offense and Arthur Smith, the way he's trying to bring Justin Fields.
The fact that they already butt heads. And Russ wasn't bad. Russ was fine. It's just I think the team ought to move on. I think the team ought to try to get younger.
No,
they're already trying to get younger in the trenches. That's not going to change. You might as well try to get younger at the quarterback position.
And we've been there. Exactly. We've been there, done that with an aging quarterback. I mean, why would we want to try that experiment again?
Yeah.
It's just
This team is in no stage right now to go with an aging quarterback.
No, absolutely none. None.
Like, so, what purpose does it do? Let's be honest. What purpose does bringing in or bringing back an aging quarterback for this team do?
Because Russell Wilson wants to stay here. That's the only purpose. It's just business, man. At the end of the day, it's just business. And the thing about Justin Fields and the difference that he brings is the upside. And that's why we're on the Justin Fields train of him being the quarterback and bringing him back to be the quarterback for the 2025 season. Because when you look at all the options, he's the one that brings the most upside. I know he's coming into his fifth year, and he, you know, we're still talking about upside when it comes to Justin Fields. I get that argument. I understand that. He should already be at a certain level, being a first-round pick with the pedigree and the potential that, you know, he has brought to the table to a degree.
Well,
I've always established him as a semi-established style of quarterback.
Well, it's also, I mean, he's been in the league for how many years? He's been a multi-game starter for now the Bears and the Steelers. At this stage, can certain things be fixed? Is he just the quarterback that you're going to get every single week? I'm still riding with Fields. I'm still giving him the keys to the kingdom for at least this season. And, you know, I'm already looking at next season as having very low expectations. So go with the younger guy, go with the cheaper option, and go with someone that fits the scheme properly for Arthur Smith and someone that will bring, you know, a little bit of excitement to the offense.
Just go with the guy that gives you the best upside, the best chance, the best case scenario, the best chance, honestly, for your team.
And by excitement, there's not a lot. There's not a lot of excitement when it comes to this offense. But at least, you know, with his mobility and what Arthur Smith likes to do with Fields in and then the packages, I feel like it's the best route for the Steelers to do at quarterback for this season.
And I would like to see what else Fields has learned from sitting behind Russ on the bench in practice, just what he's picked apart from backing up Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I want to see what Fields can bring to the table as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
You never really know what you have until you give him a shot.
So give him the keys to the kingdom. Give him the opportunity.
I mean, hopefully, I mean, we'll see what the future holds for Russ and Fields in the next coming weeks. But, you know, the Steelers want to bring back one of them. I feel like the best decision, some of you guys may disagree, that's fine. I feel like the best guy to go with right now is Fields. Najee Harris. This is one of the bigger ones all offseason when it regards to Steelers and their impending free agents. There's a lot of people that are anticipating Najee Harris to be walking out of Pittsburgh. Going where? I don't know. But probably not returning to the Steel City. Probably not wearing the black and gold. He might be wearing black. Black and silver, maybe. But not black and gold. Najee Harris's market value is estimated right now at $9.2 million. Which, I mean, depending on who you talk to, the running back market, the running back payment discussion is, you know, very controversial. Do you pay running backs? The Steelers took him in the first round 4 years ago. Are they going to let a first-round pick go four and done? Why would you draft a running back in the first round if you didn't elect, if you didn't have an idea or decide to bring him back? Why was he just going to be a one-contract-and-done sort of player? Why would you even draft him in the first round if that was going to be the case? That's all valid reasons. Najee Harris, we all know, I feel like he's very underappreciated. I feel like he's been very solid with the team. We all know four straight 1,000-yard seasons. Look at it how you want. I still think it's impressive considering how awful the offense was and how he was one of the few bright lights of a very dreadful offense for the last several years. So shout out to Najee for that. But when you look at his market, You look at the running back market, you see what they're averaging. You even look at last offseason, who got paid what. Tony Pollard left Dallas to go to Tennessee, and he's averaging about $7.25 million. Okay? Devin Singletary is with the Giants. He left. He signed a three-year deal worth $16.5 million, averaging $5.5 million. Josh Jacobs, obviously a much more superior running back, is making $12 million a season with the Packers. Well-deserved. You've seen what he did for the Packers. Much more well-rounded running back is Josh Jacobs. Najee Harris could be seeing something along the lines. You even look at around that market value, that $9.2 million market value. You look at a guy like Ramondre Stevenson getting $9 million a year. David Montgomery getting $9 million a year. James Conner just got extended. He's getting $9.5 million a season. You look at Chuba Hubbard, he's getting $8.3 million a season. DeAndre Swift signed with the Bears last offseason. He's getting $8 million a season. So what is Najee Harris's true market value? That's just the estimate. So would the Steelers bring him back for $9 million plus?
Well, I see that very difficult happening. I find that very difficult to believe considering that they declined the fifth-year option. It was pretty dirt cheap. For his position.
Very dirt cheap.
For what the fifth-year tenor was. And you expect me to believe that the Steelers are going to want to pay $3 extra million just to bring him back for this year?
Yeah. It doesn't sound wise of the Steelers.
It's not a smart business move, especially when you're Omar Khan.
It's obvious that they declined it because they wanted to see how he tested in Arthur Smith's system. And he's not particularly a good fit. He's not a wide zone runner, as we all know. That's more of a Jaylen Warren type role. But with Najee Harris, I've always believed that if he were to leave Pittsburgh, he'd find much greater success. And I still firmly believe that. And that's why I'm going to say the Steelers should let Najee go. Now, if they bring him back, I'm not going to be upset because I appreciate Najee. I do. I would love for Warren and Najee to remain together. But at the same time, you're trying to improve the offense. You're trying to improve the running game. How much of an improvement are you going to have if you run with the same things that you have been running the past however many years? You need to get faster. You need to get more explosive. You need a lot more dynamicness in the ground game. Warren already has that. Can he be the running back one? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe that's where the Steelers go in free agency, or most likely during the draft early on, and grab a running back for the future.
Right.
It's easier. It's cheaper, and running back is very stacked in the draft.
Very stacked. I mean, it's just loaded with talent, loaded with guys that have burst, that have speed, that have a patient run style. You know, just very good running backs in this upcoming draft class. I like a lot of them.
Yeah.
When it comes to Najee, I mean, I have nothing but respect, and I appreciate his contributions as a Steeler. To start his Steeler career with four straight 1,000-yard seasons, to which no other Steeler has ever done that, I mean, he etched himself into history books right there. It's kind of hard to do so, and he did that. And I can appreciate everything that Najee had to deal with and what he's done, you know, with the coordinators and the offensive line play and just how bad the offense was. He was one of those guys that was out there, he put his head down, and he played his he tried his best.
Yeah.
He played his damnest out there.
It's also the fact he played right behind. He lined up right behind, what, five different quarterbacks?
Yeah. And he never missed a game.
No.
He never missed
one single game, and he was the bell cow for four straight seasons. I think that both teams would find greater success if they were just to mutually agree to move along.
Just go their different paths. Go separate paths. Najee, best of luck to you down the road. Steelers, I do believe that they can find a more productive running back in either free agency or most likely the draft.
Oh, the Steelers have always been able to find good running backs, and everyone always says running backs are a dime a dozen.
Exactly.
So, I think replacing Najee is very easy to replace. I'm not taking anything away from what he did, but I think the Steelers can replace Najee. And I think Najee will find greater success outside of Pittsburgh. I think it's both best for both parties. So, in this video, we're going to say Najee Harris, the Steelers should not bring back, not at that market, and just to give him a greater opportunity and for the Steelers to get fresh, get younger, get faster, get more explosive on the offense.
And maybe even more productive in the running department. Like they want to.
We need it. We need it. We need some bigger runs. We need some more breakaway carries. And that's mostly the O-line's job. But, you know, we need another running back that's just going to run through those gaps and gun those tunnels.
And just take it to the house.
Yeah.
We don't really have that consistently.
We haven't had that in a while.
No.
I think Steelers got to get back to that, man. If you want to succeed in that type of scheme, you need to get faster. Najee. It's very slow. So, Najee, we'll see what his future holds, but it's very likely he'll have a huge market, being that he is probably the best running back in the free agency market this offseason. So, best of luck to Najee Harrison in his future, man. Whether he comes back or not, we'll see. I'd love to have him back, but I think the Steelers could definitely move on and find a replacement. Van Jefferson. No, thank you.
No.
The Steelers really went into last season with Van Jefferson being their number two.
All season.
And the only move they made was trading for Mike Williams, who he himself is also a free agent. Those two I would not bring back.
No.
I would revamp the entire receiving room. The only free agent wide receiver I would bring back if I'm the Steelers is Ben Skowronek because of his special teams ability, his blocking ability, and I feel like he's a very underrated receiver. Arthur Smith likes him. I think he can be out there to help in a lot of areas. I think wherever you put him, this guy's gonna show out. He's gonna do what he has to do for the success of this team.
Yeah.
I bring back Skowronek.
Yeah.
He's cheap. I think he's affordable. I think he's a very good hand. When healthy, he's a dog anywhere on the field.
I mean, in very little amount of games, because he was on IR to start his Steelers career, but when he came back in little bit of action, he was more productive than Van Jefferson and even Mike Williams.
Yep.
Just as an overall player, as his run blocking ability, his special teams ability, caught a couple passes, you know, when his name was called and whatnot. It's just Van Jefferson was a number four, probably right now at this stage of his career, number five receiver, filling the role as a number two. I mean, that's not good. You were never going to find much success with Van Jefferson as a number two. We all knew this when he first signed as a Steeler.
Yeah, come on.
It was never going to work. And Mike Williams, they never gave him the reps that Van Jefferson had, and they never really threw the ball in his direction.
No.
I look back at Mike Williams as like, man, like, you traded for him, you traded a fifth-round pick for him, after scorching the earth for a wide receiver, which you're still doing, by the way, and they never played him. They continuously wanted to play Van Jefferson for some stupid, idiotic reason.
That's the Steelers for you. Do the same thing over and over and over again.
Does that mean I want Mike Williams to stay? No. Because I agree. I think we need to revamp the wide receiver, but keep Ben Skowronek.
Mike Williams was a desperation move. Why would the Steelers want him back? Let's be honest. So I would let most of these receivers walk in free agency, and quite frankly, I would revamp the entire receiving room. I think they need as many new faces as possible. And we all know what the future holds for George Pickens. So bring in as many guys as possible. And that's in any way you can. Free agency, trading, the draft, all the above. James Daniels, who ended the season last year with a torn Achilles. Now, this is hard to tell because I'd love to have James Daniels back. He's still young. He's been with the team for the past 3 years. You know, he's very good at right guard. You can move McCormick back over to left guard, right? But the problem with this is he's coming off an Achilles injury. How good is he going to be? How healthy is he going to be? Is it going to be easy for him to come back from an Achilles injury? Will he be the same player? It's very hard to tell. Now, his market value is estimated at $7.8 million, which is actually cheaper than what he was making with his previous three-year contract with the Steelers, which was almost $9 million a season. Now, you look at the guard market, it's bonkers. Look what the Panthers did alone last offseason.
Yes, of course.
But he's coming off an injury, so clearly that's going to dumb down his numbers just a little bit, which is very unfortunate because he was going into the offseason expecting another big contract, and he'll probably make a little less than what he was expecting. That's unfortunate, but that could be a way the Steelers could get him back cheap. But again, the injury is something that is just always a worrisome thing that's going to be in the back of your mind. Is he going to be the same guard? Because if you lock him down for a certain contract, maybe it's team friendly. Maybe the Steelers are very wise with the contract that they could give him or that they could offer him. That way, if he does drop off or he's not the same guy or there's some insignificant play there, they could drop him very little loss. Depends how the Steelers do it. But it also depends what's James Daniels' market going to be coming off of an injury. How cheap is he going to be? How many teams are going to be looking out there for guards? There's a ton of guards that are going to be hitting free agency. There's going to be a lot of guard-needy teams. James Daniels could be having his phone ringing. His agent could be calling up about a lot of teams. We'll see. But the Steelers, you know, we discussed it in a previous video. They could move on from Isaac Seumalo, save, I think I said, $7 million plus in cap space, and they can move Daniels back at right guard, McCormick at left, and your guards are solidified. You have two young guards there you can keep at least for the next couple years.
Yeah.
At least until McCormick's rookie contract is up, and we'll see how he progresses on as whatever guard he's going to lay at.
Yeah.
Or they could just let Daniels walk and keep McCormick at right guard.
Yeah, I don't want to close the book or close the door on James Daniels potentially coming back, but I will say I felt like the writing was on the wall when the Steelers, according to James Daniels back in training camp, you know, last season, he said that they never talked contract terms. They never talked contract extensions.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, typically the Steelers around, you know, training camp, preseason, right before the preseason starts, really, they like to extend guys. They've done it many times in the past. They've done it at least every single year for a while now. They did it with Watt, Hayward, Highsmith, Boswell,
Minka.
You know, they did it with a ton of guys that are still here, actually. They did not do that with Daniels, knowing he was coming into a contract year. So perhaps you're right. The writing was on the wall. They didn't say a contract extension was coming. So perhaps Daniels, unfortunately, has seen his last time in the black and gold.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. And it sucks that most likely, in my opinion, I expect him to walk. It appears that it came to an end with a torn Achilles, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because when he was in there, I mean, he was superb. He was just a very good guard.
Very good. I didn't have many issues watching James Daniels.
Yeah, overall in his Steelers career, I mean, he was just a productive player. He was the guy that was kind of the start of a rebuild, so to speak, when it came to offensive line. But he's one of them guys that appears to be going out the exit door right now.
It appears that way, unless they do bring him back. But if they do, what does that mean for Seumalo? Because we all know McCormick is going to be a future starter. We already know that. He's going to be a day one starter next season. So it's all a matter of what are the Steelers going to do at guard? Because guard is secretly one of those positions the Steelers could drastically make changes at, and I think it's necessary. Could James Daniels be in those plans? Could he not? If you're going to ask us, will we bring James Daniels back? I'm going to say no, only because of the injury. Only because of the injury. I think it's still worrisome. You always have that fear, and I think the Steelers can make a bigger splash, a better splash in free agency. Go get someone, yes, a little more expensive, but someone that's going to definitely bring a bully mentality to the line. And not saying Daniels doesn't, but I think you can get someone better, someone healthier, someone definitely younger at the position.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good young guards in this upcoming free agency. So the Steelers, you know, they could do their due diligence. They could look at that position and maybe explore that option of like, hey, you know, like we could get some tenacity to the offensive line, get younger there, stronger,
mm-hmm.
you know, more, you know, just ruthless aggression at the offensive line, because the Steelers could surely need it at O-line.
Or ultimately, maybe they just keep Seumalo for the last year of his contract and take a guard later in the draft, maybe as a potential replacement, maybe as depth. Or could they bring back Nate Herbig?
He's coming back from a injury. I think he tore his rotator cuff, and that was like before the regular season. I think he injured it during a preseason game. I can't remember which game it was, But that opened up the doorway for Zach Frazier to be the day one starting center. Now, I believe if Herbig did not get hurt, we would not have seen Zach Frazier start day one. And I think that would have been a mistake because Nate Herbig, I love the guy. I think he's a very good backup, versatile offensive lineman, primarily as a guard, as that swing guard.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a natural center. I don't. He's played center a couple times. He has a very, very little reps at center. But, I mean, like, when we drafted Zach Frazier and we went bonkers over that, I mean, like, I already knew day one this guy's a center.
Right.
As he should have been. And Zach Frazier showed it come week one.
Well, you also look at who they have as their depth guys interiorly. They got Ryan McCollum, who is an exclusive rights free agent, so he'll be back. They have Spencer Anderson, who started a couple games, a handful of games, when Daniels was first hurt before they put McCormick in. He can play left or right guard. So
don't forget he filled in for Zay Amalu too.
He did. So is Nate Herbig really needed? I know his brother Nick is still here and he's a dog, but is Nate really needed at this stage? He's still young. Obviously has a ton of his starting experience with Philly and them, but is he exactly necessary? They could bring him back cheap and do their due diligence and, you know, give him a chance to come back and see where he's at and then cut him if they notice any poor play. I could see that being the case.
Yeah.
Any way to bolster the depth is a good thing. And I think Herbig is solid depth.
Because, again, it's all about building the trenches when it comes to Omar Khan and especially Andy Weidel.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the reasons why Nate Herbig first came to the Steelers, because he has that Andy Weidel connection back from his Philly days.
Right.
You know, Andy Weidel had a keen eye on Nate Herbig and his growth and his development and opened up the floodgates for Nate Herbig to become a Steeler here. And I'm not opposed to bringing him back. Maybe bring him back on a cheap 2-year contract so he can stick around and be with his brother. You know, the Steelers are all about that and the bloodlines and keeping the family together. You know, no matter who it is, no matter what your last name is, you know, just keep the bloodlines together. I could see something like that. And I'm all for it.
I'm actually expecting that to happen. We'll see what the future holds for a Nate Herbig. But anyway, to bolster the depth or the O-line in general is a good way. Dan Moore.
Yeah, go.
Moving on.
Go.
Dan Moore is going to be a free agent, as he should be. We already have his replacement. The Steelers just took forever to finally put him in the right spot, or maybe they won't anymore. I don't know. But yeah,
No, you're putting him over at left.
Yeah.
No exceptions. No question about it.
Yeah, Dan Moore's gone. Adios, amigo. Michael Pruitt. Another Arthur Smith guy.
I'm letting Michael Pruitt walk.
Listen, they still got Connor Hayward. They could bring in an undrafted rookie if they want to. They could sign someone very cheap to fill his role. I don't see why Michael Pruitt would be a priority to bring back. Same thing for Isaiah Loudermilk. He's been here a while, you know, drafted in the 5th round a couple years ago. Last season, he was mostly a healthy and active.
Healthy scratch.
A healthy scratch. And, you know, just at this stage, I think we can find, you know, depth elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, Loudermilk's been here for some time, and he's been under development with Carl Dunbar and throughout the whole defensive line. He's been that depth piece. But I just haven't seen much progression or much development from Loudermilk as we move forward. You know what I mean?
Me neither.
Like, I think it is best for the Steelers to kind of move on, maybe look for another versatile depth piece. That could be a Logan Lee who's coming back from injury. Maybe they give him the opportunity, or they could look into defensive line of free agency.
Right. Alandon Roberts.
Bring him back.
I'll bring him back. This guy's a thumper.
In
this
a
guy,
heartbeat.
This guy nearly saved us versus that Dallas game. Like, out of all the defensive players that didn't do a damn thing during that game, he was the only guy that gave us a chance, a fighting chance, and nobody reacted fast enough. Not only that, he's a thumper in the run game. He's great when it comes to blitzing, when Terrell Austin actually calls him. This guy is just a beast when it comes to the line of scrimmage. He works that box well. He hits the gaps. He's just a ruthless linebacker. He is Vince Williams reincarnated.
Yes, he is. I mean, like, ever since he was signed to the Steelers, I mean, he's been one of the more productive, not just linebackers, but defensive players for this team.
Agreed.
Like, he has just been a standout. Like, he has really has lived up to the contract, lived up to his name, lived up to the linebacker play of a Steelers linebacker. Like, this guy fits the mold to a T.
Agreed.
It's like a perfect puzzle piece. I would bring back Alandon Roberts. I would not let him walk.
No.
I think, honestly, I think it would be a mistake to let him walk.
I know he's going to be, what, 30, 31 years old soon, but, I mean, if you put him in as a rotational piece on obvious rundowns, on short yardage situations, this is the guy to do it.
Like, yeah, you have Patrick Queen, you have Peyton Wilson, maybe Cole Holcomb, depending on his recovery process, but you that still gives you no reason to let Atlanta Roberts walk. Roberts is one of your best thumpers in the run game, one of your leaders, one of those guys that, you know, can be a green dot if need be, a versatile guy, or a rotational guy, I should say. I would not let Roberts walk.
No, me neither.
I think it would be a mistake. Keep Roberts.
He's one of the few I would absolutely bring back. Dante Jackson. He had 5 picks last year. Good. Except down the stretch, he was a little underwhelming. So was the entire defense. And I don't entirely blame it all on the players. I feel like the coaching let him down. I think the coaching in general sucked.
Severely.
You guys already know our opinions on the coaching. And it doesn't help the defense or anybody on the team on either side of the football. But Dante Jackson, you know, towards the end stretch, just had a downward spiral. You know, he allowed a lot of yardage, allowed a couple touchdowns. Just not a very good cover guy. He's a ball hawk. He's around where the football's at, but not a very good cover guy.
No, not the most consistent tackler either. And I mean, he was making a lot of missed tackles, a lot of mistakes out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Jackson, yeah, he had 5 interceptions, the highest in his career, I should say. I mean, like, you know, at first he was productive, but like Dan said, later down the stretch, Jackson just wasn't exactly a standout. I mean, the Steelers traded for him. They acquired him in the Deontay Johnson trade just to fill in the cornerback position. And now they're looking into the offseason right here at replacing Dante Jackson to fill that position once again.
If you're asking me, hey, can we do better at cornerback too? Yes, we can. And that's all you need to know about moving on from Dante Jackson. Same thing with Cameron Sutton. Why was he ever brought back? He was a nightmare to watch. As was James Pierre. Why was he ever brought back?
Familiarity.
Those two guys need to go.
That's why.
I hope you enjoyed your visit in Pittsburgh. You need to go. DeMonte Casey. He's getting up there in age. I mean, he's a rotational guy who works in the slot. He's the primary guy in you know, dime packages and three safety sets. But he's getting up there in age. I think the Steelers are going to find another safety, probably other depth elsewhere. And, you know, there's a couple guys in free agency they can go after. I feel like they can get younger. They can get a little quicker. And I think they can get stronger at the safety department.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I know KZ, he has that versatility and experience from his time in the NFL. But I feel like we can do a lot better when it comes to safety depth. I think KZ's time has come and gone. You know, like, he had his moments, but he also had a lot of bad ones at that. Just cut the ties with KZ, just move on. Maybe look into free agency, look for a more productive depth piece, versatile piece, or maybe even the draft potentially.
Agreed. I mean, you know, he's been here 3 years, probably about time to move on. So the Steelers can definitely find depth elsewhere. So that's kind of where we're lying at. And every other free agent, you know, Warren's going to be a restricted free agent. He'll be brought back under a tender. We got Ryan McCollum as a exclusive rights free agent. He'll be brought back as well. I think Jeremiah Moon is also in that category. So
yeah,
he'll be brought back as well. You know, those are solid depth pieces. Moon is going to be good and
special teams.
And every other free agent is just kind of up in the air, you know, like a Matakavitz or a C.J. Henderson or guys like that. You know, just we'll see what the future holds. Maybe they bring him back. Probably not. We'll see what happens. But primarily, when you look at the free agents, you're looking at Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Which one will be back? Could it be neither? Najee Harris, what's his future? It's not often that players get their fifth-year option declined and still get brought back. He'll probably have a market. James Daniels, that injury, man, really hurt him. It's going to hurt his market, and it's probably going to hurt his chances of coming back. Sucks. So we'll see what happens there. And same thing with probably like an Atlanta Roberts. I feel like he's very important to bring back.
Yeah, big time.
Like, if you want to stop the run, he's one of the main guys. He's one of the main reasons why you stop the run. When the lineman can clog the holes, when the lineman can, you know, fill the gaps, he's the guy that's going to be around the ball carrier every single time, no matter where he's at on the field. So that's kind of where we're at. If we had to list it down, this is who we bring back: Justin Fields, Atlanta Roberts, Ben Skowronek, and probably Probably like a Nate Herbig or a James Daniels, depending on the medicals. But it's probably too early to tell on the medicals where we're standing right now.
Yeah.
So it's tough to look at. There's not many people that I would bring back. There's not many people I see the Steelers bringing back. And honestly, I think that's a good thing because I think this team needs to get better in a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't go into next season with the same squad, the same people. I mean...
Well, you're doing it with coaching.
You're doing it with coaching. I mean, that's a big freaking problem, but like...
But you can't do it with the on-field personnel.
No, I mean, like, I mean, a lot of these depth guys, you know, they didn't do anything. They hardly did anything.
No.
You know, so like, and I feel like that we can absolutely get better when it comes to depth. A wide receiver depth, at maybe offensive line depth, safety depth, defensive line depth, you know, positions like that.
Right.
I feel like, you know, we let the majority of these people walk while keeping some of the more ideal players that we just mentioned. And just, you know, build around that and just, you know, try to provide and get better.
I agree. And I think that's what the Steelers should do. I think that's how they should approach free agency, which is just going to be here in less than 3 weeks. We won't be hearing any real news until I don't know when, probably the Sunday or Monday right before the new league year is when we could see some actual moves, start hearing some actual news. But, you know, in between that, we could be hearing some trades. We could be seeing some people getting re-signed, you know?
I mean, clock's ticking. Time is ticking.
Clock's ticking, which means the news will be coming before we know it. So it's going to get very interesting. It's going to get very exciting, you know, as the offseason really starts, as the moves really start. It's crunch time, guys. Steelers got little time to make decisions, especially at the quarterback position. It'll be very interesting to see what they do with a lot of these names. There's not many that they should bring back. There's not many I would bring back, but... We'll see what the Steelers do, man.
It's time to get to work on the 3 B's. You got to buff, bolster, and better your squad.
Absolutely. 100%. But with that being said, guys, let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. Who would you bring back? Who would you not bring back? Let us know everything down in the comments below. How you guys feel about all these free agents? How you feel about Russ? How you feel about Fields? About Najee? Daniels? Roberts? Some of the depth guys? Who would you personally want to see brought back in the black and gold? Let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. But we appreciate you guys for watching, and we appreciate BetUS Sportsbook and Casino for sponsoring with us on this video. Again, check them out. If you guys are looking for a new sportsbook for the upcoming season or for the MLB, for the NBA, for the NHL, they got all those lines up there for you if you guys are interested in that to keep your betting season going along. When signing up, make sure you use the 150% sign-up bonus on your first deposit and 125% on your next two deposits using the promo code YouTube150 when signing up today at BetUS.com. So huge shout out to them for sponsoring with us on this video. Thank you guys for watching. At the end of the day, here we go, Steelers. And we are weeks away from getting some sort of real legit news on what the Steelers are going to do for the future. What the 2025 team is going to start to kind of look like. What the mold of the team is really going to start to look like. And the first thing they got to do is the quarterback. We should... hopefully see some sort of movement or some sort of news or some sort of update hopefully soon, because we're all kind of just stranded here waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, to a point that there's speculation about Daniel Jones coming to Pittsburgh.
Please not. Oh, my
no,
God.
No. Oh, absolutely not.
We're going to close it out before we get into that discussion. That's for another one, man. See you guys in the next one. Here we go, Steelers.
And as always, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later.
Peace!